The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Devin Nunes, Wines by Devin Nunes. It's Christmas time, and Devin is here to testify to what it is to have your own vineyard and your own label. And at the same time, having gone through the freshman year, the rookie year, he's now a sophomore and reflecting about what he's learned in this last year about selling wines. Old world wines handcrafted from Portuguese and Bordeaux varietals, grown in San Luis Obispo County on the central coast of California. Devin, a very good evening to you. What have you learned with a year of the vineyard behind you? Good evening to you.
Well, thanks, John. It's always a pleasure to be with you. It's been a while, but there's so much to talk about because it's been a while. I haven't done this show in a while, but I'll tell you, it's just, you know, it's a hobby of mine, you know, the wine, and I've been involved in it since I was, you know, a child growing up with vineyards surrounding my house and my grandfather who grew grapes. And I've slowly got interested in wine when I was went to university at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. So that was at the time when that wine industry was just at kind of its nascent stage. And I always had an interest in growing Portuguese varietals on the central coast of California. And kind of followed a few guys that were testing some of those varietals. And then in 2020, I was able to take over a very small vineyard. So my first year, my first vintage was 2021 that was released last year. And we just in the last month released the 22 vintage. So I guess you ask of, I guess, what I've learned. It's really just the It's where kind of science and art meet with winemaking. And 21 was a perfect growing season. And the wines are fabulous and, you know, have, I think, exceeded all of my expectations for what I wanted to create, especially with this, because I make a Portuguese varietal wine blend. And then I also do the kind of your typical Cabernet Sauvignon Bordeaux style blend. But I will tell you, in 22, the wines we just released, the weather was a little challenging. Like in all of agriculture, you were challenged, and we had a heat spike at the end of the year, right at the time that we were harvesting the grapes. And so we thought, well, you know, 21 was perfect weather, everything went smoothly. 22, probably going to be a little off. But I will tell you, we're just amazed with how the Portuguese blend has turned out for 2022. It's actually really, you know, I think the 22 blend that we just released, you know, may be the best wine that I've made so far. So, you know, we'll see. It takes a long time. You can't really judge a wine, you know, until you get, you know, they get years in the bottle. And, you know, my wines are made to age. But of course, you know, now everybody buys a wine and they want to drink it almost immediately. But, you know, really wine should be aged at least 5 to 10 years before you drink it, kind of if you're thinking how wines were, you know, for many centuries. But nowadays, you know, you got to get it in the bottle. People want to drink it. They don't want to store it. But I know you stored one, John. You stored one of the wines from last year. You've got it ready for go for Christmas.
Yes, I have the Devin Nunes 2021 Central Coast Valley. Valley wine, Portuguese-style grape. And that's what I wanted to ask. How would you characterize the Portuguese-style grape from, say, the California style? Is there a taste difference? Is there a fullness to it? How do you, you know, wine talk is so specialized.
Well, think of it this way. Essentially, all the grapes that are in California, there are no native grapes to California. So the grapes were originally brought by, we believe, into California by the Franciscans that built the mission system back in the 1700s. And there is a varietal there called Zinfandel that, you know, it's a debate that goes on, but people believe that it's got its originations somehow from Croatia. And there's a debate that goes on about that. But I'm guessing that in the 1700s, the Franciscans that were there found that that grape tended to do well. So the only grape that's kind of native to California is Zinfandel. And then the rest of a lot of the grapes come from France, either Bordeaux or Burgundy. So if you like a Pinot Noir, those come from France. If you have a Cabernet Sauvignon or Merlot, that comes from France. And there's very few Portuguese grapes that varietals that are in California, but the main one is Tarriga Nacional, and that makes up the backbone of my Portuguese blend. So, look, the flavor profile in my mind is that, and it's to everybody has different opinions about wine and different flavor profiles that they like or that they sense in a wine. My general description is I tend to believe that the Portuguese grapes tend to put off more of a blue fruit, like kind of blue, like think of a blackberry, blueberry type of flavors. And where the Cabernet Sauvignon, think of just more red fruit. And that to me is the biggest difference. If you, it's a full bodied wine, much like a Cabernet Sauvignon, just with that blue fruit, that kind of blue fruit profile. That's how I describe it, but many people describe it differently.
There is an opportunity to have the range of wines coming out of Devin Nunes's vineyard, which you're supposed to keep in your wine cellar for at least 10 years. Okay, fine. Membership for the True Wine Connoisseur, it's called the Patriot Club. You get 12 bottles annually, a mixture of the bottles, 4 bottles of Paso Robles Red Blend. You just talked about that. 7 bottles of Patriot Cabernet Sauvignon. You talked about that. And 1 bottle of the new Patriot Reserve. Do I know that? Did that exist last year, or is that brand new?
No, that's actually a new wine. So that's a barrel select. So from the Cabernet Sauvignon, the Bordeaux blends that I'm making, what we decided to do is make a very high-end barrel select version of the Patriot. So the Patriot wine is a really nice. It has a flag on it. It's very, patriotic, obviously, from my background. And then we made this reserve that now has 13 stars in the label. And we selected 6 barrels, the barrels that myself and our team, the ones that we like the best. And we put 6 barrels into this Patriot Reserve. So obviously very proud of that wine, too. It's a wine that's made kind of more traditional California style. So it's made to stand up to the Napa cabs. And I think we've done it. It's early on. People are just now getting the wines, beginning to drink them. But yeah, if you do join the Patriot Club, you get 20% off, John. And the wine ships out around the 1st of November every year so that you're locked and loaded for Thanksgiving, Christmas gifts, Christmas, New Year's, whatever you want to use them for.
A detail here. It occurs to me that you're running a small business in California. How is it, Devin? Because I hear people leaving all the time.
Well, it's unfortunately the thing that keeps California alive is the weather. It's the best piece of property on the planet. It grows, as you know, the San Joaquin Valley where I'm from,
right,
grows 300 different crops. And so, unfortunately, I cannot uproot the vineyards and move them to Florida, because I will tell you where True Social is that I run in my real job. I'd love to have those vineyards right outside the True Social headquarters, but it doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
Devin Nunes Wines is the website, devinnuneswines.com. The Patriot Club is easy to find, 12 bottles annually, with a 20% saving on future wine. It's Christmas time in the second year, so 2022 is now available to be saved for 10 years. And at my seniority, 10 years is a nice ambition, Devin. I like the idea of saving for 10 years. Now, Devin mentions that he's CEO of True Social. So when we come back, we'll talk True Social. I hear it's in the news. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.